我们晚上呢的进度啊是诗篇的二十篇。
This evening's progress is Psalms number 20.
请翻开诗篇二十篇。
Let us turn to Psalms number 20.
诗篇二十篇。
Psalms number 20.
好，我们先来读一遍。
Let's read it first.
大家一起读。
Let's read it together.
第一节。
Verse 1.
愿神在你遭难的日子应允你，愿名为雅各神的高举你，愿他从圣所救助你，从锡安坚固你，纪念你的一切贡献，悦纳你的燔祭，将你心所愿的赐给你，成就你一切筹算。我们要因你的救恩夸胜，要奉我们神的名建立旌旗。愿神成就你一切所求的。现在我知道神救护他的受膏者，必从他的圣天上应允他，用右手的能力救护他。有人靠车，有人靠马，但我们要提到主我们神的名。他们都屈身扑倒，我们却起来立得正直。求神施行拯救，我们呼求的时候，愿王应允我们。这篇当然我们不知道这个背景的话，很难了解这篇的情境。
If we don't understand the historical background of this psalm, it's hard for us to understand.
这首诗就是为王祷告的一首诗。
This psalm is a psalm to pray for the king.
那为王祷告什么呢？
What should we pray for the king about?
因为王要带领他的军队出征出去打仗。
Because the king is going to lead his armies, the nation to help fight.
那当然打仗有两种。
Of course, there are two battles going on.
一种是主动去攻击别人。
And one is to attack someone.
那另外一种呢是被动的有人要来打这个国家，所以王要带领他的军队出去抵抗敌人的侵略。
And the other is passive because someone has attacked this country and the king needs to lead his armies to defend the nation.
那看这篇的话，应该不是第一种是第二种。
If we look at this passage, it should not be the first case, but rather the second.
因为第一节说，愿神在你遭难的日子应允你。
Because it starts off with, May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble.
主要是遭难的日子不是说要去打仗这个很有这个信心，而且是有那种野心。
It's the day of trouble. It does not mean that you have this ambition and this confidence.
因此，既然是遭遇到敌人的侵犯
，and since you are being invaded by the enemy,
因此国王必须要带领他的百姓出征。
The king must lead his people into war.
那出征以前当然他们就是要做个献祭。
And before they go out into battle, they have to offer sacrifice.
好像我们古代在北京有个还是沈阳有个天坛，那天坛就是他们也是在一个王在代表所有的百姓敬拜神。
And it's just like in ancient China, back then in Beijing, they had this heavenly altar, and this is the way for the emperor to lead the people.
当时以色列百姓他们遭遇到外来的侵略。
At that time, the Israelite people also faced a time of foreign invaders.
要出征以前也是他们献祭。
And before they go out to war, they have to offer the sacrifice.
献祭很多百姓就围在一起。
And when they have the sacrifice, the people will gather around the altar.
他们求神能够帮助王打胜仗。
And they pray to ask God to guide this battle so that the king will be victorious.
因此就有这首诗歌。
So that is why there is this hymn.
那更令人感动的是第九节。
The most moving passage is in verse 9.
说求神施行拯救我们呼求的时候，愿王应允我们。
Save, Lord, may the king answer us when we call.
那这个第九节呢，就是现在英国国歌的。最主要的题旨就天佑我王，天保护我的王。
So this verse is actually the core of the anthem of Great Britain, which is God Save the King.
所以也是祷告希望神能够保佑王。
So this is also a prayer to ask God to help the king.
所以我们前后文啊，都抓住它的重点。
So once we have grasped the context of this passage,
那我们来看里面的内容。
Let's look at the content within.
那我们今天的主题啊，是用雅各的神啊为主题。
And the topic of tonight is the God of Jacob.
因为他们在祷告的时候，最主要的呼求的对象就是雅各的神。
Because when they are crying out to God, the target that they're crying out is the God of Jacob.
那当雅各的神啊，就是他们祖先的神。
Of course, the God of Jacob is the God of their ancestors.
那他们祖先啊，雅各啊，这位也就是以色列啊，是很不一样的。
And this Jacob, their ancestor, who is also called Israel, was someone who is quite different.
因为雅各他的遭遇啊，也是很凄惨的。
Because what happened to Jacob was also very tragic.
因为他在外流浪啊。
He was wandering abroad.
我们看以上啊，都是在他父亲的身边的。
Because we saw Esau, he stayed with his father.
但是雅各他离开故乡。
But Jacob was forced to leave his homeland.
离开故乡，为了他舅舅来服侍啊，他舅舅的羊群。
And he was forced to serve his uncle's flocks.
他服侍了20年。
And he served for 20 years.
那服侍啊，他的舅舅并不是看他为尊客。
And when he was serving, his uncle did not treat him as an honored guest.
啊，十次改了他的工价。
He changed his wages 10 times.
也就十次啊，说话不算数啊，经常。改变啊，合约的内容。
So in other words, in 10 times, he did not observe what he promised, and he changed the went against what they had agreed upon.
那神跟他同在的。
But God was with Jacob.
啊，所以一直祝福他。
And continued to bless him.
啊，外面的压力一直压着他。
And there was these external forces pressuring him.
但是神一直祝福他。
But God continued to bless him.
神一直跟他显现。
And God appeared to him.
甚至于神的跟他亲自摔跤。
And God himself even wrestled with him.
因此他的遭遇是很不一样的。
So what happened to him was very different.
那他旧约时代他是第一位问神名字的人。
And in the Old Testament, he was the first to ask God his name.
他问神说，神啊，你叫什么名字啊？
He asked God, God, what is your name?
啊，那个人就回答说啊，你不用问了。
And the person says, don't ask, there's no need to ask.
说你何必问呢？
Why do you ask?
说他是一位很不一样的。
So he was someone very different.
因此他在他人生要结束的时候啊，他说了一句话。
So on his deathbed, he said one thing.
那这一句话呢，足以代表他所敬拜的神。
And this represented how he served God.
啊，请看创世纪。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis.
48章。
48。
15节。
Verse 15.
创世纪48章15节。
Genesis 48:15。
15跟16节
15 and 16。
15节说，他就给约瑟祝福说，愿我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神，就是一生牧养我直到今日的神，16，他就是我脱离一切患难的那个使者，赐福于两个童子。好，所以他这里提到他所敬拜的神是一位怎样的神呢？
So how does he describe the God whom he worships?
就是一生牧养他直到今天的神，直到他年纪老的神。
It is the God who has fed me all my life long till this day.
那他活了几多岁呢？
And how long did he live for?
当他见了法老王的时候，他就已经是130岁了。
When he met Pharaoh, he was already 130 years old.
然后他又活了几年呢？
And later on, how many more years did he live?
147是吧？
Oh, 147.
我们看49章哈。
Let's read chapter 49.
Let's read 28节。
chapter 47, verse 28.
47章二十八节。
Chapter 47, verse 28.
雅各住在埃及第十七年啊，雅各生平的年龄是147岁。
And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, so the length of Jacob's life was 147 years.
所以他总共将近150岁啊。
So he was nearly 150 years old.
他这150岁当中啊，神就一直牧养着他。
During these 150 years, God has fed him all his life.
那位就是他的神啊。
This is the God, his God.
因此这边做事的人啊，就提到雅各神的名，雅各的神。
So this is why the psalmist had mentioned the name of the God of Jacob.
那位就是一直牧养他的神。
The God who has shepherded Jacob all his life.
那位神也是今日在牧养我们的神。
This same God is the one who shepherds us today.
所以那是我们祷告的对象啊。
So this is the target of our prayer.
一直牧养我们的神。
The God who will shepherd us all our lives.
直到我们生命的最后一天呢。
Until the last day of our lives.
那第一节说，在你遭难的日子应允你啊，愿名为雅各神的高举你啊。那神怎么高举我们呢
？So it says, May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. So how does God defend you？
啊，圣经经常提到说，谦卑的人呐、啊，神必高举他。
And some translation says, exalt you. So the Bible says, like those who are humble, God will exalt.
那高举啊，这不是在社会上的地位啊？提起来被 promote 被提升。
Exalting someone doesn't mean to have a promotion at your work.
还是在教会里头有很多的头衔。
Or is just that in your career you have many titles?
不是。
No.
是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning behind it?
是当我们遭遇到患难的时候。
It means that when we are encountering trouble.
那我们就祷告神了。
We will pray to him.
那神垂听我们的祷告。
God will listen to our prayers.
那就神高举我们。
And this is how God would exalt us.
所以我们为什么要祷告
？So why do we pray?
当我们碰到困难。
When we encounter difficulty.
我们祷告神。
We pray to God.
那神垂听。
God will listen.
那我们怎么知道神垂听我们
？How would we know that God has listened to our prayers?
我们就会被圣灵充满。
Because we will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们相信神的应许。
And we have grab onto God's promise.
虽然我们的事情啊，并不一定马上就会被解决。
Even though our problems may not be immediately solved.
但是我们有信心相信神一定会帮我们解决。
But we have the faith to believe that God will help us.
当我们有信心。
If we have that faith.
我们要知道神已经垂听我们祷告的。
We will know that God has already listened to our prayers.
我们不用，就不用再求了。
Then we don't have to beg him anymore.
好像主耶稣啊，他要让拉撒都复活。
It's just like how the Lord Jesus was about to raise Lazarus from the dead.
他也是祷告天父啊。
He also prayed to the Heavenly Father.
他怎么祷告
？How did he pray?
他说：“主啊，我感谢你。
”He says, "Lord, God, I thank you."
因为你已经垂听我的祷告了。
Because you have already listened to my prayer.
可是那个时候拉撒都还没复活啊。
But at that time, Lazarus has not risen yet.
那他有信心。
But he had the faith.
他知道神一定会让他复活。
He knew that God will. Let him be raised from the dead.
所以已经在内心的信心的眼睛已经看到拉撒路复活。
So inside his spiritual eyes have already seen how Lazarus has been raised from the dead.
而且他很高兴啊，在感谢主啊。
So he is very joyful and is thanking God.
感谢天上的父亲。
And thanking the heavenly Father.
因此我们今天也是一样。
So today we likewise.
我们祷告有信心，知道神听我们祷告的。
When we pray, we must pray with faith and know that God has listened to our prayers already.
那个就是我们被神高举的时候。
This is when we are exalted by our Lord.
所以我们已经被神高举过的。
So we have already been exalted.
那第二节说，愿他从圣所救出你啊，来坚固你。
And verse 2 says, May he send help from you from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion.
说神怎么来帮助我们
So how does God help us?
这坚固我们的信心。
He will strengthen our faith.
所以有些时候我们说哎呀神怎么没有帮助我啊
So sometimes we will say, how come God has not helped me?
怎么还让我找不到事情
How come I still can't find a job?
但是神已经坚固我们的信心。
Of course, God has already strengthened our faith.
那神已经帮助我们了。
God already helped us.
因为神帮助我们神有神的时间表。
Because God has helped us and He has His timetable.
神的时间是最好的。
God's time is the best.
我们不知道。 我们不清楚、啊、
And we don't know this.
但是神经过我们的信心。
But God will strengthen our faith.
啊，我们就放心。
So we can be at ease.
那个时刻，神已经是帮助我们的。
At that time, God has already helped us.
啊，所以当神帮助我们，这计划并不一定说啊，现在马上让我肚子不痛啊，马上让我的问题解决了。
So when we say God will help us, it doesn't mean that our stomach pain will go away immediately, or we will immediately find a job.
啊，马上让我找到事啊。
Or immediately find have a solution to our problem.
只要神坚固我们的信心。
As long as God strengthens our faith,
那就神已经帮助我们了。
Then God has already helped us.
那最怕就是怕失去信心。
The worst is that if we lose our faith.
啊，这是诗篇给我们很重要的信息啊。
So this is a very important message that the psalmist gave us.
那第三节说，愿啊，他纪念你一切光献的，悦纳你的燔祭。
May He remember all your offerings and accept your burnt offerings.
那当然，在旧约时代，他们必须要献燔祭。
Because in the Old Testament, they have to offer burnt offerings.
可是圣经也是一直重复说献燔祭啊，怎么献才能够蒙悦纳。
But the Bible also tells us how we must offer this so that it will be accepted by the Lord.
所以献燔祭最主要的目的啊，就是要蒙悦纳。
So the most important part of the burnt offering is that it will be accepted by the Lord.
那一样的，我们今天做什么事情？我们今天在做圣工。
In the same way, today, whatever we do and whatever holy work we help out,
还是我们祷告
，or when we pray,
我们说话
，or we speak,
我们在服侍神
，when we're serving God.
啊，不管我们做什么，最主要的目的就是蒙神悦纳。
No matter what we do, the most important part is that it may be acceptable in the eyes of the Lord.
所以我们的服侍啊，必须要深入。
So we must dive deep into our servitude.
那不是表面的服侍。
It's just not a very superficial service.
那燔祭就是把整个整头牛全部烧。
A burnt sacrifice is to burn the entire cow.
那当然这是很痛苦的。
Of course, this is very painful.
但是能够蒙悦纳。
But it will be acceptable.
因着圣经说，凡是甘心乐意甘心乐意做的人必蒙悦纳。
So that's why the Bible tells us that whenever you do things out of a cheerful heart, it will be acceptable.
我们看做圣工，有些人是很不得已的。
We see in holy work, some people do it very unwillingly.
啊，被安排领会。
And they are assigned to give sermons.
啊，被安排翻译。
Assigned for a translation.
抒情诗颂。
Or to hymn lead or to play the piano.
有些人好像是不大愿意。
And some people seems very unwilling.
那不愿意的话，那神就不愿纳。
If they are unwilling, then God will not have accepted.
所以我们献呢，要献的心甘情愿，要甘心乐意。
So when we offer, we have to offer with a willing heart, with a glad heart.
那这是一个态度的问题。
And this is a problem with our mentality.
因此，我们做圣工就是做的心甘情愿，做的很高兴。
So when we do and serve, we do it out of a joyful heart and very willingly.
那做的很高兴就。能够带来和平喜乐。
If we do it very joyfully, then we will bring peace and joy to others.
因此就能够蒙悦纳。
And it will be acceptable in the Lord.
所以献燔祭做圣工也是蒙悦纳。
So to sacrifice burnt offerings, it is to find acceptance.
那参加聚会也是蒙悦纳。
And to come to service is also finding acceptance in the Lord.
那我们再看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
我们要因您的救恩夸胜要奉神的名竖立旌旗。
We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our Lord, we will set up our banners.
那竖立旌旗是得胜以后才有旌旗啊。
To set up our banners is only something you do after you have victory.
好像当时摩西上山跟弗利士人打仗。
It's just like how Moses went up to the mountain to fight against the Philistines.
他们在那里祷告啊。
And they were praying.
然后船底下约书亚就真的跟敌人面对面征战。
And Joshua would leave the troops to fight against the enemies.
后来那摩西就祷告他们打胜仗。
But because of the prayer of Moses, they were victorious.
然后神就说就告诉摩西说，你要用这个名字，主是我们的旌旗作为纪念。
And then the Lord told Moses, "You must call this place the Lord is our banner."
说打胜仗才有旌旗呀。
Because only when you have are victorious in battle do you get a banner.
那主耶稣已经打胜仗了。
The Lord Jesus has already won this battle for us.
那我们呢，现在也打胜仗。
And now we will also be victorious.
那打胜仗以后有旌旗以后。
After we have won, we will have a banner.
雅各那边 怎么形容这一面旌旗？
How does it describe this banner in the Song of Solomon?
啊，请看雅歌。
Let's turn to the Song of Solomon.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
雅歌第六章第四节
Song of Solomon chapter 6 verse 4
雅歌六章四节
6 verse 4
我的家偶啊你美丽如德撒秀美如耶路撒冷威武如展开旌旗的军队
Oh my love you are as beautiful as Tirzah lovely as Jerusalem awesome as an army with banners
啊这威武啊好像是展开旌旗的军队
And awesome as an army with banners.
啊，再来看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
那向外观看如晨光发现，美丽如月亮，皎洁如日头，威武如展开旌旗的军队是谁呢
？Who is she who looks forth as of morning, fair as a moon, clear as a sun, awesome as an army with banners?
好，所以你看呢，展开旌旗的军队。
So we see how awesome it, as an army with banners.
So 有的旌旗很好啊，得胜以后有的旌旗。
So after you are victorious, you have banners. It is very good.
那主的这边旌旗也是赏赐那些敬畏他的人，所以敬畏他的人啊会得到这面旌旗。
So the Lord gives these banners to those who revere Him. So these are the people who revere the Lord.
但是旌旗必须要展开，让人看得到。
But you must unfurl this banner so that everybody can see this banner.
So 有时候我想说，我们的信徒，我们信徒就要像一面旌旗。
So sometimes we think our members are like a banner.
要它展开。
We have to unfurl it.
那一方面呢是能够让人看得到。
At one angle, we have to let other people see us.
啊，所以我们的生活啊，就是要有像基督徒的样子。
So our lives must show the life of a Christian.
啊，写在这面旌旗上，让人看。
It must be written on this banner so that other people can read it.
那这样子他就威武啊。
And when you are like this, it will be very awesome.
有的信徒啊，碰到危险的时候。
Some members when they face dangers.
他们就展开旌旗。
They will unfurl this banner.
那敌人啊，要侵犯他们的人就害怕了。
And the enemy who wants to invade them will be afraid.
我们听过很多类似的见证。
We heard many similar testimonies.
有的姐妹哈，碰到歹徒啊，要侵犯她。
And some when their sisters who are being faced with bad people who wants to harm them.
展开旌旗。
She will unfurl the banner.
威武。
And be awesome.
吓跑了歹徒啊。
And they will frighten the bad people.
我自己就听过两个烈士的见证。
For myself, I have heard of two such testimonies.
所以我们基督徒啊，就是要展开旌旗。
So as Christians, we must unfurl our banners.
有基督耶稣的见证。
And have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
好，那再来看回来诗篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm number 20.
二十篇。
Psalm number 20.
二十篇。那第六节到第九节啊，就是那信心的祷告了。
Verse 6 through 9 is a prayer of faith.
我们请看第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
有人靠车，有人靠马，但
some trust in chariots and some in horses, but
所以这是两组啊，相对的。
So these are two groups.
一组是靠车靠马。
There was one group who trusted in chariots and in horses.
那另外一组呢是靠着雅各的神。
The other is trusting in the God of Jacob.
那靠人的话，第八节哈，
If you,
平行的，所以就屈身扑倒。
So the parallel passage, the result of those who trust in chariots and horses.
那靠神的话，就站立起来，立得正直。
And they will bow down and fall, but the others will rise and stand upright.
所以，就是靠主的话，应该是很有自信的。
So if you trust in the Lord, you have great confidence.
挺身。
You can rise up.
立得正直，站得直。
Stand upright.
因为他们是靠神的名。
because you trust in the name of the Lord.
因为靠神的名有很丰盛的生命力。
And once you trust in the name of the Lord, you will be full of vibrant life.
就好像、啊、这个树栽在溪水旁。
You'll be like a tree planted by the rivers.
啊，很有生命力，炎热来到他也不惧怕的。
And you'll be full of life, even when there's a scorching heat, you will not fear.
可是靠车跟靠人啊，靠人来的资源呢，在表面上看起来，他们好像是一时得胜。
But those who trust in chariots and the might of man, it seems like they have won in the short term.
但是终究啊，他们要扑倒。
But eventually they will bow down.
我们可以看到一个很明显的例子哈。
We see a very evident case.
我们看那个以斯帖记。
Look at the example of Esther.
就是说有两个人物。
There are two characters.
一个是哈曼。
And one was Haman.
那哈曼他要靠山啊，他当时靠山是谁呢？是王啊。
And Haman had something he can trust on, and that was a king.
哦，所以他很霸道，他你看他走到哪里，人家向他下拜呀。
So he was a bully. Wherever he go to, other people will bow down to him.
他靠谁呢？
Who did he trust in? He trusted in the king.
说暂时啊，我们看那个以斯帖记的前半部啊，哇，哈曼很得胜啊。
So if you look at the first half of Esther, it seems like Haman was winning.
那得胜到啊，几乎要把所有的犹太人呢灭绝。
And he was so victorious that he was about to wipe out all the Israelites.
那犹太人就是靠神啊。
And the Jewish people, they trusted in the God.
所以那些靠神的人呢、啊，几乎要被仇敌哈曼灭绝的。
And those who trusted in God, the Jews, they were about to perish because of Haman was about to kill them.
那个时候啊，神插手。
At that time, God intervened.
其实神呢、啊，两个眼睛早就在看这个事情的发展。
Of course, God has eyes were on this incident as it developed.
因此、啊、神一直站在我们的背后啊。
So we can see God is always behind our back.
好像当时神一直站在犹太人的背后，在帮助他们。
It's just like God was behind the backs of the Jews at the time to help them.
可能当时的莫迪改啊，他也不清楚啊。
Perhaps at the time Mordecai was not clear.
可能以斯帖他也不清楚啊。
Or even Esther did not know.
所有的犹太人都不清楚，当时神是站在他们的身旁，随时在帮助他们。
Perhaps the Jews, none of the Jews realized that God was behind them, ready to help them.
那眼看他们这个犹太民族就要被灭绝了。
It seems like they were just about to be exterminated as a race.
那就神的作为。
Because of the mighty works of God.
哈曼自己啊，反而就被挂在那个木架上。
Haman, he ended up on his own gallows he set up.
你看他真是扑倒了。
So he truly fell down.
他被挂在上面。
And he was hung.
所以这些靠车、靠马、靠着人支援的人，他们一直是很骄傲的。
So the people who trust in chariots, horses.And resources, man, they are very proud.
So, 我们所处的环境也是一样啊。
The environment that we live in is the same.
啊，那是要压迫我们的人，可能是暂时啊，他们都是很得胜的。
Those who want to oppress us, it may seem that they are winning.
那骄傲的人暂时也是很会得胜。
It seems like those who are proud are winning in the short term.
但是到后来呢，神啊自己去处理他们。
But in the end, God will deal with them Himself.
那经过神的人，经常提到神的名，依靠神名的人啊，一定会起来站立得住。
And those who remember the name of the Lord, those who trust in the name of the Lord, will rise and stand upright.
所以说，依靠雅各神的人的结果。
These are the people and the outcome of those who rely and trust in the name of the God of Jacob.
因为雅各的神呢，一直都牧养他。
Because the God of Jacob led Jacob all his life.
你看雅各他一生啊，神向他显现几次
？Just think about how many times God appeared to Jacob in his life.
没有几次啊。
Not many.
啊，但是其实神都站在他的旁边帮助他。
But in reality, God was always with him all the entire way.
因为神其实也是经常站在我们这一边啊，随时在帮助我们。
So God is also behind us, ready to help us.
那第九节、
Verse 9,
求神施行拯救，我们呼求的时候，愿王应允我们。
Save, Lord, may the King answer us when we call.
那我们假设再回应啊，再看看英国的国歌。
And if we reflect upon the national anthem of the United Kingdom,
当然我们没有碰到那种场面呢、啊， 可能假设演成一部电影，一定是很壮观的，很多人啊在为王祷告。
Of course, we may not have witnessed this, but we can imagine as in a scene of a movie, many people praying for the king.
那这个王是谁呢
？And who is this king?
啊，这个王就是神啊。
This king is God.
啊，愿神应允我们。
May God answer us.
因为他们在替王祷告。
Because they are praying for God.
啊，神是万王之王，万主之主。
And God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
啊，他会保护他的受膏者。
And He will protect His anointed one.
所以当我们读到这一篇的时候
，So when we read to this psalm,
也能够让我们得到欣慰。
It can comfort us.
因为我们所依靠的是雅各的神。
Because the one we trust in is the God of Jacob.
啊，神过去、今天、未来都是一样的。
God has in the past, in the present, and in the future will always.
那我们所作所为都是要蒙神的悦纳。
So all that we do.And everything we think needs to be acceptable to the Lord.
那有些时候我们的服事啊，可能是一时啊轰轰烈烈哈，好像表面上看起来是很壮观呐。
Sometimes in our servitude, it may seem at that time that we were doing a tremendous work.
但是啊，可能是不蒙神悦纳呢。
But perhaps this may not be pleasing to the Lord.
所以关键是在蒙神悦纳。
So the key point is whether it is acceptable in the eyes of the Lord.
那蒙神悦纳最主要的是看我们跟神之间的关系。
And to be acceptable in the eyes of the Lord, it depends on our relationship with God.
好像我在这里讲道。
For example, I am giving the sermon here.
我是建立我跟神之间的关系啊。
I am building on my relationship with God.
那这个不是我的职业啊。
Because this is not my profession.
哦，不能把传道看成是一种职业。
You cannot treat a pastor as a profession.
啊，传道他应该是要领会嘛。
And say, oh, the pastor's his job is to give sermon, service, sermons.
这样子啊，服事很表面，这个很可怜呢。
Because this is a very superficial form of service and is very pitiful.
这传道为什么要花时间祷告？为什么一定要自己祷告啊？
Why does a pastor need to spend time praying alone?
也是希望能够建立跟神之间关系。
It's in hope that he can establish a relationship with God.
传道才能够传达主的生命，传达生命啊。
Only then can he preach the life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
传达耶稣的生命，让大家能够因耶稣基督啊来。
And preach the life of Jesus so that everybody can be changed by the life of Jesus.
我们依靠神。
So we trust in the Lord.
那神一定会帮助我们。
And God will help us.
好，那先祷告啊。
And now we're going to pray.
我们同时也是感谢主啊。
And also in our prayer, let us give thanks to God.
那我们再继续为着明年啊，很快就到了明年的灵恩布道会祷告。
And let us pray for the spiritual convocation next year that is coming upon us.
虽然时间还很长啊。
Even though there is still some time.
但是马上就到了。
But it's about to come.
所以我们求神带领啊，这些慕道者还有长时间的慕道者，比很长十几年的慕道者。
So let us pray for our visitors and friends and those that have been truth seeking for many, many years.
求神能够打开他们的心。
May God open their hearts.
能够让他们接受主。
So that they can come to accept the Lord.
一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们欢迎大家。